It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, January 14th, 2019. We have about 15 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a low-pressure system offshore and a series of other weather systems around the Pacific that are going to kind of push into Northern California, and we have a stronger low-pressure system approaching the Oregon and Washington coast on Thursday that could bring gales and large seas. But for the moment, we have a few beautiful days that we've been enjoying out there. We do have a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect through this evening. So even though it's beautiful on shore, it is windy out there in the ocean. East winds 10 to 15 knots in the marine weather forecast today. Wind waves from the east about 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart. West swells 10 feet at 18 seconds. And there's a secondary swell out there from different forces coming in different directions from farther out to sea. Southwest from the southwest 6 feet at 10 seconds apart. In our ship schedule for the day, we have 5 inbounders, 7 in the Astoria Anchorage, and 3 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. And today I want to share with you, before I get into the ship schedule, I just want to say that I want to share with you an entry from Facebook post that I found from a fisher poet, a woman who's a friend of mine who is just a lovely person. Many of you probably know her, Tella Adson. She posted a post on Facebook over the weekend about the loss of the Mary B. II. And as a person who works in the fishing industry, who is just a terrific, sensitive human being and a writer, terrific writer, she just wrote something really quite heartfelt that I think maybe helps those of us who are not in the fishing industry and who are not mariners understand the effect of a loss of a boat like this. And so I just wanted to share it with you because it really did touch me. And I thought you would get something out of reading it, so out of hearing it. So we'll have that in a minute, but first let's take a look at our ship schedule. We have 5 inbounders, we have 7 in the Astoria Anchorage, and we have 3 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Andalusian Zephyr. She's arriving from China, headed for the Longview Anchorage. She's a bulk carrier, passing Astoria maybe around 8:30 this morning. She's going to be going up to Longview to pick up soda ash. The El Babe is arriving from Vancouver, B.C. She's headed to the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria. She also is a soda ash vessel. She'll be heading upriver eventually. The tug C-SPAN Royal is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for the fuel docks in Astoria. And this is a great place for vessels to come in, like tugs, to come in and fuel up, because Astoria is pretty accessible to the ocean compared to a lot of other places. So the ATB Sound Reliance is arriving from Ferndale. She's headed up to Portland. Her cargo is refined petroleum, and she's an articulated tug and barge rig owned by Crowley Maritime. And the Jade is a bulk carrier inbound from China. She's headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She's a potash ship that will be heading up to the Port of Portland eventually. She'll be here in the evening, probably arriving in the Anchorage around 9:30 p.m. In the Astoria Anchorage already, we have the African Leopard headed for Portland at about leaving about 10 a.m. to pick up potash. The Billy Jim is awaiting orders there off the downtown waterfront in Astoria, as is the Konya. She's a wheat ship. The Golden Shay is also a wheat carrier when she does go upriver to pick up cargo. But the ships that are sitting out there in the anchorage are generally do not have cargo on board, and that's why they're sitting so high in the water. And you can see that dull red bottom paint, which when they come downriver loaded, you'll see them kind of hunkered down in the water more because they have cargo, and it weights them down a bit. And it provides them with a lot of stability as well when they go out to sea in this some of this rough weather they're having out there. The African Leopard is awaiting orders. She will be picking up potash when she eventually goes upriver. The Lyric Harmony is also awaiting orders there. And the Union Irwin is awaiting orders off the downtown waterfront in Astoria. She's eventually going upriver to pick up soda ash. And our outbounders, the American Freedom is leaving Portland. She's a refined petroleum carrier, so she's a tanker. She left at about 2 in the morning, so boy, maybe past Astoria outbound already. The Dogon is leaving Longview. She left at about 6:30 this morning. She's a Petcoke carrier. And the Garnet Leader is leaving Vancouver at about 3 p.m. with Subarus on board. She's a car carrier, so maybe about 9 p.m. outbound past Astoria. Well, yesterday I was out at Cape Disappointment. Beautiful day, of course. If you live here, you know that. It was just lovely. It was warm, relatively speaking. I was walking around with my camera, doing a little hiking up by the Cape Disappointment Lighthouse and North Head. And The weather was beautiful. The seas were calm. And as I looked out, I could see the crab boats out there working, continuing to work, whatever the weather, assuming it doesn't get just too difficult for them to be out there. So the fishing industry has gone on despite a really sad occurrence last week. And so people are continuing to work, of course, while they can in the fishing industry to get the crab while they're there and while the season's open. But people are hurting. And so I was looking on Facebook this weekend, and I came across this Facebook post from Tella Adson. As I said, she's a Fisher poet. You can hear her at the Fisher Poets Gathering this February. If you want to find her blog, it's called Hooked, One Woman at Sea, Trolling for Truth. And she and her partner, Joel Brady Power, operate the Nurka. They own the salmon trawler Nurka, and they fish the waters of Alaska. And she is a very eloquent writer, just a very wonderful, very present person. And I asked her permission to share this blog post with you, this Facebook post with you. It's about her walking with a friend, just going for a stroll on an afternoon, and seeing something written on the sidewalk that somebody had scrolled on the concrete. It said, "I want to believe in a world where you come home to me." And that's what this blog post is about. So I'll read it. This is Tella Adson. 2 days ago, I was walking with a fellow boat kid, my oldest childhood friend since we were 8-year-olds, running wild in Sitka's Thompson Harbor. Walking through afternoon drizzle, this message appeared on the sidewalk in front of us. "I want to believe in a world where you come home to me." This was the same day that the news broke about the fishing vessel Mary B. II, the crab boat and her three fishermen lost while crossing Oregon's Yaquina Bay Bar the night before. One of them was a Facebook friend, someone I never met in person but had traded messages with over the years, recognizing our many shared connections throughout the West Coast's commercial salmon, tuna, and crab fisheries. In observing his online interactions over the years, I saw in Josh someone who'd once walked a long, dark road, and had made it through with his humanity not tarnished but strengthened, committed to being a light for anyone else still on that path. Facebook has been a perfect division of land and sea this week, as non-fishing friends share political memes or the funny thing their kid said, "The mariners mourn." Scrolling through one grief-stricken tribute after another, they speak for fishing communities from Alaska to California and across both coasts. For fisher folks, our feeds are awash with loss. "I want to believe in a world where you come home to me." Walking on those words was painful, thinking of three men who wouldn't be coming home, and the many loved ones left behind. I've spent the majority of my life as the person leaving, making those final phone calls as the boat passes through the breakwater and points toward the horizon, leaving messages telling people I love them and will be back in a few weeks, trusting that that will be true. And occasionally, I've been the person on land, there for the goodbyes as the dock lines are untied, waving as the boat gets smaller and smaller until there's nothing left to do but walk up the ramp, get in the car, and go about life with the faith that everyone will come home. We do mostly, and sometimes we don't. All of this is to say to my fellow fisher folks and families, I love you and am so deeply sorry for your loss. It's bad every time we lose someone. This time feels like a loss with an exceptionally long reach. May we take care of ourselves and each other, dear ones. I'm holding you in my heart. And that is a Facebook post from fisher poet Tella Adson. Really brought home to me the grief that echoes through the fishing community when something like this happens. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and thanks very much to Tella Adson for letting me use that that post of hers. Check out her blog. It's called Hooked, One Woman at Sea, Trolling for Truth. Have a great day.